Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. As we come to the close of our series now for 3 months on Frontiers entitled The Sexual Self-Destruction of Our Society, we have a broad subject called The Problem in Politics. On June 24th, under the direction, or some might even say the dictatorship of our governor, New York became the sixth state to legalize same-sex marriage with other states like Massachusetts. The process by which this was accomplished was very suspect, and in fact is now being challenged by the New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom. As a result, several weeks later, there were rallies in some of the New York cities called Let the People Vote Rally. I myself was part of one here in my city. The fact of the matter is, I think whenever the people have had a chance to vote on the issue in 31 states, they have defined marriage as the legal union between a man and a woman. Today, our guest is Jason McGuire from the organization I just mentioned to tell us what is happening on the issue and to address the question, do people have a right to vote on this issue? Welcome, Jason. Always good to talk to you.
Good morning, Doctor. Good to be with you again.
Well, first of all, let's start with what happened in New York City and your response to it. And then let's go to the major question. Do we have a right to vote on it, or do we have to earn the right to vote on it?
Well, you know, as we look at what happened in Albany and then rallies in New York City and Syracuse and Buffalo, Rochester, and other places around the state, we see two things at work. On one hand, the legislature, I believe, purposely worked around the opportunity for the people to actually have a say in this matter. But then July 24th and going forward, we saw the groundswell of people across New York beginning to stand up and to say, we want to vote on the definition of marriage here in New York State. It is something the government does not have the ability to redefine, and we believe that at the very least, the people should have the opportunity to vote on a matter of such magnitude.
Is it true to say that in 31 other states that the people have always voted that kind of legislation in?
Every single time the people have had opportunity to vote on this issue, they have rejected same-sex marriage and they have upheld the traditional, authentic definition of marriage. That's why gay activists and those working in New York State did not want a people's vote, because they knew that even in a deep blue state like New York, that people would say, no, children need a mom and a dad, and we're going to defend traditional marriage.
Well, what happened in New York? Give us a little scenario for us.
Well, in New York, I think that a lot of dollars came into play. We were troubled by some of the conversations that were occurring between New York City Mayor Bloomberg's office and New York State Senate Republicans. The mayor's office was a major donor of Republicans the last election cycle, giving in the neighborhood of $900,000 to the Senate Republicans. Then this year, he met privately with 32 Senate Republicans in conference. I do not know what was said in that conversation. But I do know that after a Friday night 11 o'clock vote on same-sex marriage, when Republicans said we will allow a vote on this, that on Monday morning, Mayor Bloomberg's office cut $250,000 check to the New York State Senate Republicans. That smacks to me, if not something illegal because it occurred after the vote, certainly highly unethical. And if there was intent on behalf of Mayor Bloomberg to reward the Senate Republicans for their actions, if he had indicated that to senators, that could deemed be an illegal action.
Well, is it not true that some of the people who voted for same-sex marriage had previously stood on a campaign promise not to support it?
They did. In fact, I'm speaking specifically of Senator Mark Grisanti in Buffalo. He ran against a Democrat who voted for same-sex marriage. Mark Grisanti actually sent letters to the churches in the area assuring them that he would stand for traditional marriage. Only days before the vote, he said he'd never vote for anything that included the word marriage and extending that to same-sex couples. But then after a private meeting with the governor, Mark Grisanti came out and said no, he had decided to change his position and he would support gay marriage here in New York State. And so there was a complete reversal. We have heard things were said to senators, like the governor could be either very good or very bad to your district. I mean, the governor can move hundreds of millions of dollars to a district, and if a senator feels threatened or feels that it could hurt the people of his district, he may have felt some undue pressure to go ahead and vote for something he did not agree with, but that the governor and others were indicating you better do this or it's going to hurt you.
Well, I understand you've asked Liberty Counsel, I think it is, to support you in a suit against the governor. Will you explain that to us, please?
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, the Monday morning after same-sex marriages began to be recognized here in New York, we issued a lawsuit against the New York State Senate. And so whereas Sunday the marriage licenses were issued, Monday morning we filed a lawsuit. And this is a suit that is looking at the process and procedure whereby same-sex marriage became law in New York State. It is the only lawsuit of its kind. There will no doubt be other issues that will come up with religious freedoms and other matters, but this lawsuit is looking at the illegality of the process and procedure whereby same-sex marriage became law in New York. At the time of this recording, we're still waiting to hear how the state is going to respond. We expect them to file a motion asking for dismissal. That would be kind of standard operating procedure in this kind of a matter. But we're waiting to see what the official action will be from the state Senate and the Attorney General's office, and then we'll go forward from there.
Do I understand correctly you're differentiating between the Senate itself and the governor who apparently arranged this process that went through? Where does the governor stand in this suit? Is he independent of it, or is he involved with it?
No, he is not involved in this suit. This is one that deals specifically with the state Senate, as they were the body that June 24th allowed this vote. And there were some specific actions that occurred regarding the violation of Senate rules, procedures, and very likely even some laws that we can challenge how it passed in the state Senate. And if successful, it could overturn same-sex marriage here in New York. That's the lawsuit we're pursuing with the Liberty Council. One thing, for example, the day before the vote was held, Reverend Dwayne Motley and myself were lobbying in the Capitol. We learned there were three set of Republicans that we needed to flip, to hold on to make sure that we could block same-sex marriage. We locked down two of those three votes, and we returned the last day, the Friday before the vote, to go ahead and to flip that third vote, and we found that we were denied access to the hallways outside the state Senate. We were told that this was a public safety issue, but no Democratic senator hallways were closed, only Republicans. And we believe that we were denied access because we were being effective in turning senators from standing for traditional marriage and from where ultimately the governor and others wanted them to go in voting for gay marriage.
Well, I guess by implication, you're not filing a suit against the governor, but obviously he's a chief architect in this plan from your point of view. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there may be some other actions down the road that look at the governor, but in this particular case, we're looking at the illegality of the process procedure in the state Senate.
Well, in the short time we have left, I think I'd like to address the question, Jason. Do the people have a right to vote, and on what basis would that be pronounced?
Well, we would argue that no one really has the authority to redefine marriage, whether that be government or any other body. But the reality is that in our form of representative government, that really the people should send that message to their elected officials. They're looking for a representative form of government. Unfortunately, we did not get that here. People elected state senators who said they would stand on one issue. They would vote for traditional marriage. And then we saw four Republican senators completely flip within a matter of months. That is not a representative form of government. We are looking for the opportunity for an issue of such magnitude for the people to be able to say to New York State leadership, we don't want this. Unfortunately, in New York, we are specifically denied recall of elected officials. We don't have a process for initiative and referendum, wherefore we can force a people's vote unless the legislature allows it. And so that's what we need to do now. We are now looking at what it's going to take to say to Senate Republicans and the Democratic majority in the state assembly, you need to allow a people's vote in this matter.
We just have a very short time left, and several months ago, a candidate ran down in Queens who was a Republican, and after, I think, 73 years or 90 years of Democratic control, the Democrats lost control of this particular political position. And one of the issues, was it not, was that the Orthodox Jewish community really resented the position of change taken by the Democrats. And so now the Republicans are in office over the issue of same-sex marriage as well as others. Briefly answer.
Yeah, it's interesting because in this race, there was an Orthodox Jewish Democrat running in an Orthodox Jewish community against a Catholic Republican. And the Orthodox Jewish community chose to go for the Catholic Republican because he stood for marriage rather than the Orthodox Jew who folded and voted for gay marriage.
Well, we hope that sends a signal to the legislator in New York as well as to the White House in Washington. And thank you very much for being with us, Jason.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.